I don't want to say bittersweet win, but it's a little bit, I don't want to say tainted even, but it's a little different than you would probably would have liked to have won it. But granted, you did get to hold off Joe Gosek in the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really sure what happened down there in turn one. I think it was just a racing accident, or maybe I came down or he came up or whatever. But it sucks we couldn't race with Mikey to the end, but it's first win, so I really take it any way it comes. So.
Hey, congratulations on that, by the way, too. First win for you. Go into a little bit about the lap traffic, leading your way into lap traffic with the 99 car. You guys were three wide multiple times. What was that like? It was an adventure.
Yeah, every time I slipped up, I saw his bumper, so it was just, I had to take chances to keep the lead, and luckily we were able to keep it going, not getting any trouble doing that, so.
Speaking of the lap traffic, were you taking more chances tonight, do you think, or were you trying to play it safe and just... If you lose the lead, you lose the lead, at least to keep the car on the track. Or you're like, this is my chance, best chance to win a race.
Yeah, especially after last week when we had the engine issue. We're not really racing for points. So it was simply our goal from here on out was to win a feature and pretty much doing anything I could to keep the lead and, get through the traffic safely.
I don't know you that well, but you seem pretty mellow for us. Are you still kind of sinking in? Or?
Yeah, this isn't going to sink in for a long time. This was a dream of mine for since I've been around, since I can remember. So... this is awesome. It's going to take some time to sink in, but, I'm just going crazy, and so I don't really know what to think.
What do you think finally got you here in Victory Lane? You've been here for years now. The car's getting better and better and better. What do you think finally took, was it the starting spot?
Yeah, the starting spot, it means a lot. It's so tough to pass at this track. As you could see tonight, you have to take chances to pass, and if you're starting way in the back, it's difficult. But other than that, it's just hard work by the crew. These guys working their tails off. Like I said, they've had to change the motor the last 2 weeks. It's been, up to midnight every night of the week, getting this thing ready. So I just can't say enough for those guys and all the hard work that they put in and their dedication to it.
Yeah, about your sponsors and everybody else you have to thank.
Greens Ale House, Compass Credit Union, first and foremost, my father. He's his heart and soul into this all the time, and also Debra.org. That we they're not really a sponsor, but we support them. But anyways, we're having a fundraiser tomorrow at Greens Ale House. If anyone is available, I think it's the best food in Oswego, so it'll be a good time.